When it comes to gaming knowledge, this Triforce of Gentlemen can one-up the competition. It's the Virtual Boys. Hello, hello out there. Welcome back to Virtual Boys. This is episode 3, the post E3 discussion. I got a couple people here with me.
It's-a-me, Sean.
Oh, that hurt. It's me, Zach. Breaking news. Link in the new Zelda trailer has leprosy. On to you, Christian.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, our buddy Christian is back here with us today, and I forgot to introduce myself. I'm Eli Sliwa. And yeah, Christian, how are you today, man?
Not doing too bad. This week in video games, Nintendo saves E3 again.
That's true. That's the truth, honestly. Okay, what's the favorite thing? What's your number one favorite thing that came out today? Start with you, Sean.
I think for me, number one favorite thing, it's easy to say Breath of the Wild 2 because we finally got gameplay. I'm going to go Dark Horse and say Advance Wars. I think bringing that back was crazy. Didn't see it coming. I don't think anyone did.
Yeah, okay, so it's made by the Kirby developer, right? Is that what I heard?
Advance Wars is done by the Fire Emblem developers.
Oh, it's not HAL Laboratories? Okay.
No, it's Intelligent Systems.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's basically Fire Emblem with tanks, if you want to really boil it down.
Cause that's what I was saying to my buddies today, who I was watching with. Like, I have my group of friends, and we've never missed a direct. I've known them since grade 7, right? So it's been a long-running series of directs. I remember when Splatoon was announced. I remember, even back when... Well, that was, like, the same direct that, like, they announced Breath of the Wild, which is kind of crazy to think in retrospect. And think about, like, today, too, when they are talking further about the new Breath of the Wild. And how it's going to come out in 2022. That seems really far away, but it'll be here before we know it, boys. You know, so I'm pumped about that.
Yeah, totally.
How about you, Zach? What was your favorite thing, man?
Super Monkey Ball, man.
Yeah, of course. Of course. A favorite of the bargain bin as well at Walmart.
You want to know what? Oh, yeah, dude. You want to know what my favorite memory as a child was?
Lay it on us.
Okay. You know how they had those Super Monkey Ball machines at McDonald's?
Oh, yeah, the GameCube.
I think I sat there. My parents probably forgot me because they're great. And I just sat there for 4 hours in a McDonald's playing Super Monkey Ball. And then they came back for me. And I was like, all right, I think I finished like half of the levels. It's absolutely amazing.
I could see it, man.
Zach, it's funny you say that because my girlfriend turned to me when that came on and said that made her think of McDonald's. So you're not alone.
Christian, favorite thing, man. What was it?
I mean, I freaked out actually at Metroid Prime, or at, I almost say Metroid Prime 5. They're skipping 4. Metroid 5 Dread. Definitely very excited for that.
Yeah, no, that looks sick. And I'm not even a big fan of 2D platformers, but like when they have the added danger feature there, I can't remember what the thing was called, but it's being made into an amiibo, like the new scary robot dog thing that hunts you.
I think it's Emmy, yeah.
Emmy, right. Right, and I love how they have the melee counter too, or whatever. Like when someone like attacks you, you can like deflect it. I guess that was in Samus Returns though. Where does that fall?
That was at very least in Other M, the one we don't talk about.
Oh yeah,
I think it was.
We're gonna
Samus
censor
Returns
that
as well. Yeah, oh, no, that's God. Fine. That's what it deserves.
But yeah, Sean, what were you like most disappointed to have not seen?
I mean, I think the obvious one, and I'm sure it's going to get repeated, is Bayonetta 3.
Oh, yeah.
I think we were all really looking forward to that one maybe finally showing up. The other thing I was a little disappointed by, and it might be a little bit nitpicky, I was a little disappointed we didn't get a title for the next Zelda game. We got gameplay, which looked awesome, but it's still just the untitled sequel to Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it's going to be like some other bodily function. It's going to be like fart of the industrialized town, you know?
Well, that's like, you can tell when there's a fake leak on 4chan or Reddit when it's like Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Darkness.
Oh, and, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that felt great.
But yeah, I think that was the thing I was most disappointed by. I thought it was really strong. They really kept the focus on 2021. And I feel like Sony and Microsoft are really going to be running out of steam by the end of the year, just because, you know, they don't have the games backlogged up because of COVID. But Nintendo's going to be, I think, really strong in the holiday season. Basically, from September onwards, it's go, go, go.
It's going to be good too, because it's going to fill their catalog up extremely well.
Yeah. Like all the things that we're missing, I feel like for the most part are accounted for there. Even the Wii U port I thought we would never get, which is the port of Fatal Frame.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
And at first I wasn't sure if it was like the Wii U port or the new, like a new one. And then I Googled, I'm like, oh, okay, it's a port of the Wii U game that we just never got. So that's crazy.
We have to talk about the WarioWare game though.
Yes.
Like for a second, like it looks like there's gonna be like some kind of new mechanic. I think they demoed it a little bit in the treehouse, but I wasn't able to catch that because I had my air shift.
Yeah, I missed the treehouse too, but it looked like there was going to be at least somewhat more of an emphasis on multiplayer, which
is a little weird.
A little weird, but at the same time, I think that might be what gets me to buy it. Because I looked at the price, it's not going to be full price, but it is $64.99 Canadian, which is still, that's a fair bit to ask for WarioWare. But at least it's not $80. So they have that going for them, but the fact that, you know, it is something that I can sit down and play with my girlfriend, it's an incentive. So that one goes in the hard maybe pile for me.
Yeah, more like, you know, I think it would kind of more ruin your relationship with your girlfriend. It just has that Mario Party.
We have survived Mario Party. We can survive anything.
But speaking of, like they announced another Mario Party. I can't remember the official name right now, but perhaps one of you guys do off the top of your head.
I want to say Superstars. I could be wrong. If it's not called Superstars, it should be called Superstars, because that's a great pun.
I was gonna say, that's in the box, man. Like, that's very, in the box. I believe, Christian, you were pretty excited about the new Shin Megami Tensei. Was it 5 now?
Yeah, if you don't, you know, count all the spin-offs and whatnot. Mainline 5, although I will say, look up the extended actual Japanese trailer and you will get more of a feel for the game. Because what they showed there caused people to think, oh, it's just 3D Undertale, and that made me irrationally angry, because it's not.
I like the idea of 3D Undertale, you know, maybe like a possible, they just have like a Megalovania like knockoff, like it's just like in a different key, like that'd be pretty funny.
It's the same guy who did the soundtrack for 4 and 4 Apocalypse, so that's gonna be, that soundtrack's gonna slap, and then it's good to see some returns of older battle systems as well that are more popular. All in all, it looks just to be a great game.
Yeah. I'm surprised they didn't like cover that more. You know, I would want to get back onto Zelda though for sure, because like we were all very sure in the last episode about that being present at E3, but we just didn't know exactly how. But were you boys satisfied with what they showed us?
Too short. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, it was pretty short, but it was nice to see some mechanics, honestly. Like just how certain things would work. I am satisfied with it in all aspects other than the amount of time it was. But
yeah, it feels really, it's weird. It sounds like a drug addiction, but I feel like I got my fix. So now I'm good for a little while longer. Hopefully there's a Zelda Direct in maybe like October, November. they've got me at bay until then.
They definitely need to talk about it more, because we need to know if it's going to be co-op or not, because that'll be like a different Zelda experience. That'll be the next like pioneering thing. Like we already got like the open world Zelda.
From the trailer, I don't think it's going to be co-op.
I don't understand how it's not like going to be DLC though. Like it's literally, you look like you're like just at a higher altitude from a Hyrule. I think, and also like the powers that we saw like showcased today, right? Like there was the thing with the metal balls that like looked like you can stop time.
I think the Sheikah slate is gonna like be replaced with Link's new arm. I think that's gonna be the shtick.
The Sheikah slate had 5G, and that's why Link lost his arm.
Yeah, and that's why Link lost his arm.
I know, Zach. I think you're onto something there.
Yeah. I think he touched, like, Ganon or something. I don't remember if he did that in, like, the trailer. But, like, I remember, like, something about a hand being on Ganon's chest, and I'm pretty sure he's going to go plug it, and his hand's going to get messed up. But he's going to get superpowers.
Man, maybe it's going to be, like, time-based again, like in Majora's Mask. Like, the Ganon disease, the leprosy is going to, like, spread up his arm.
Ganon disease! Yeah. Ganon disease!
We found a new type of leprosy.
What? Yeah, like...
Ganon disease.
But I think the thing that really blew my mind, like you know when you have those moments that it's like, I've never seen that before. But when Link, like, it looked like he used, like, the flying power-up, but, like, he went through the land like it was water, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, that looks crazy and probably, like, opens up a whole different way to, like, maneuver the terrain if you can just phase through cliffs now.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was like, what? Yeah. I was like, oh, great. This is going to be... Oh, I wonder how they're going to balance that.
I think it's going to have a limited amount of charges again, of course, right? It's going to be, like, one of those things.
But the question is, what game mechanic will be locked behind the Loftwing amiibo for Breath of the Wild 2? I mean, they locked Wolf Link behind the Midna one for Breath of the Wild 1. What are they going to lock behind the Loftwing amiibo for 2? I mean, they locked Wolf Link behind the Midna one for Breath of the Wild 1. What are they going to lock behind the Loftwing amiibo for 2?
Yeah, man. But Christian, let's hear from you, man. What were you most disappointed to have not seen at the Direct this year?
I mean, honestly, I really do wish they had different HD remakes. Like... just give me Wind Waker and Twilight Princess. I know they exist. They're already there. They're right on the Wii U.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but...
just port them, please, because right. No one wants to play them on the Wii U.
Yeah.
A little bit more surprised that we didn't see Switch Pro.
The Switch Pro we were robbed on, man. There was, like, these EB Game leaks, or sorry, GameStop leaks, talking about the new Switch, you know, trading a new Switch and get an additional $40 off or what have you. And we didn't get anything. We didn't get anything. No new hardware.
I am going to be the brave one to defend Nintendo here. And I will say, in their defense, they did say this is going to be software only. So I do appreciate them coming out of the gate and saying that. But at the same time, they always have, there's always, like, you know, one more thing. And, you know, I was happy with Breath of the Wild being the one more thing, but it was also the one more thing 2 years ago. And I feel like if... I'm starting to wonder, is the Switch Pro just, like, the world's greatest lie? Bloomberg reported on it. They're, like, an actual reputable outlet. Why would they lie?
Ooh, the new Nintendo Switch Pro will have blast processing. This is going to be absolutely fundamental for the
ray tracing.
Oh, wow.
You joke, but I literally have a Sonic statue right beside
me. No!
I would love that.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Christian, thank you for showing up again, man. Great to have you on, as always.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll catch you on the next episode. Peace, peace.